Good morning to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Have you ever wished you could see into your future? Maybe you've wondered what life will be like for you 5 or 10 years from now, or perhaps when and how your earthly journey will come to an end. Did you know Jesus fairly often described the future to his disciples? He had done it, for instance, when he predicted, in some detail, what was going to happen to him in Jerusalem, Luke chapter 18. Let's rejoin Peter and six of his fellow disciples sitting around a small fire on the shoreline of the Sea of Galilee about 2,000 years ago as they are having breakfast cooked by Jesus Christ a few weeks after he was resurrected from the dead. Jesus and Peter have been having a life-changing conversation. Peter is hearing that Jesus had not given up on Peter, even though Peter deserted Jesus as Judas and the mob were arresting Jesus, according to Matthew 26, and later that evening Peter denied 3 times that he knew or was associated with Jesus. Because of those failures, Peter was confident his relationship with Jesus was irreparably broken, and very likely Peter would have no future with the disciples. I wonder how many of us have found ourselves in that place. But on this beach, in this early morning encounter, Peter has not only experienced a remarkable fishing miracle, John 21, and a wonderful breakfast cooked for him by Jesus, but Peter and Jesus have been having a restoration conversation, and Peter is experiencing forgiveness and inclusion back into relationship with Jesus. Twice already, Jesus has asked Peter directly about the depth of Peter's love for Jesus. Peter has somewhat shamefully responded honestly, not willing to incriminate himself by claiming something he could not prove or produce, John 21. I've often wondered what the other 6 disciples thought about as they watched Peter squirm in this uncomfortable but very necessary dialogue with Jesus. Reconciliation, restoration, and life purpose re-engagement for Peter hung in the balance of this delicate, strategic shoreline conversation. So let's rejoin them. John, the very good friend of Jesus and his fellow disciple Peter, was also sitting at the fire having breakfast, and he's the one who has written his account of this event for us. John tells us that for a third time, Jesus turned and looked straight at Peter with a third question. Simon, son of John, do you love me? John 21, verse 17. Oh, I'm grateful John was very, very careful with his accuracy of the words Jesus used. Sadly, in the English language, we see no difference at all between the second and third time Jesus asked Peter this question. The words are exactly the same in English, but John wrote his account in Greek, and Jesus was probably speaking Aramaic, and the words Jesus spoke were actually dramatically different. What difference? The word Jesus used for love. Sadly, in English, we have only one word. But in Greek, there are several different words, each meaning love, but each describing a very different type of love. Jesus had first used the word agape love, which is the self-sacrificing love which sent Jesus to the cross to pay for the sins of humanity. That's the same love used in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Clearly, these various terms for love were very important to John as he attempted to explain the love of God to send his Son to die for us, 1 John 4, 9 and 10, and the love of Jesus for his Father to obey, Matthew 26, verse 42, and Jesus' love for humanity to give his life to pay for our sin. So twice Jesus asked Peter if he loved Jesus with that agape deep love. And twice Peter had responded that, yes, he loved Jesus, but the word Peter used was phileo love, which is a friendship, even a brotherly love. Those are 2 very different types and levels of love. Do you understand that, my friends? Now, for a third time, Jesus repeats his question to Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Only this time, Jesus uses the same love word which Simon had already twice before used in his response to Jesus. By changing his word, Jesus is dramatically reducing the love standard he's asking Peter about. And the manner in which Jesus is asking could perhaps be spoken in this way. Simon, son of John, Do you even care enough about me to consider us good friends? Oh my, can you imagine how that pierced Peter's heart? John tells us Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" Peter said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you," John 21:17. I want to applaud Peter. Despite his deep desire to say what he thought Jesus wanted to hear, Peter was determined to never again find himself trapped or shamed by his own words. This was significant, for many more times in Peter's life, he would be challenged by religious and political leaders to declare the truth about Jesus Christ and to explain his relationship with Jesus. Often, Peter was beaten and imprisoned, but Peter refused to even come close to denying his Lord Jesus ever again. This was a character-building conversation with Jesus on the beach that day. May I ask, when was the last time you or I had a character-building conversation with Jesus? Again, Jesus responded to Peter's honesty and with a recommissioning to purposeful and missional living. Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Peter was being entrusted by Jesus to be one of his key spokesmen, taking the significance of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, and the truths of Jesus' teachings primarily to the unbelieving Jewish world for the rest of his life. Galatians chapter 2. Peter eventually wrote two books which bear his name and are included in the New Testament of our Bible. But then Jesus said something to Peter totally unexpected. Jesus gave Peter a glimpse into what his life in the future was going to be. "Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." John 21. I imagine scowls suddenly appeared on the brows of all seven of the disciples sitting around the fire with Jesus. Oh, this was not welcome news. But John, years later, explained, Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. John 21, verse 19. Historians tell us Peter died about 40 years after this beach breakfast, crucified upside down in an effort of the Roman Caesar to eliminate the influence and spread of Christianity across the Roman Empire. Let's again pause right here, my friends. What words would you use to describe your love for God the Father and your gratitude for all he has done in your salvation? And what about Jesus Christ, God the Son, as he gave his life for you? And what if Jesus gave you a glimpse into your future and you saw that if you truly follow Jesus, there may be pain and suffering ahead? Would you run with perseverance the race marked out for you, keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith, casting off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, according to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2? Once again, here's a song to help us consider these things, my friends, and we'll meet one final time on this beach around this campfire tomorrow.